to Philippians.
Brothers and sisters, we will read together the epistle of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3.
Philippians 第三章第七节到第八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
只是我先前以为以我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
And count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
翻过三节到十五节。
Verses 13-15.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得奖赏。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press up toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
Therefore let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
好，我们低头有点祷告。
You have bowed again. Let's have a further word prayer.
主，感谢你在新的年日里面，我们一同来到你面前。
Lord, we thank you that in this new days of the year we come together before you.
我们感谢你，因为你常常把年日赐给我们，叫我们知道如何在地上来生活，来为你而活。
We thank you because you have always given us days and years so that we know how to walk, how to live before you.
因从全年真是在新的年日里面给我们里面更多渴慕，更多认识你的心愿。
Therefore, we ask you to grant to us this heart to know more of you.
好像我们一生愿意更多得到主耶稣基督成我们里面的至宝。
So that all our lives we could gain Christ.So that you could become the dearest thing to us for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
让我们在地上年日没有突然白跑，让我们在地上所经过日子都是满了你恩典的自由。
So that we will not run in vain on earth, and every path we walk in are filled with the drippings of your abundance.
好，叫你的心能够满足，在你的教会当中，你的名更显伟大，在属乎你的身上更显为宝贵。
So that your heart will be satisfied, your name will be highly exalted in the church and among all those who love you.
我们也把这点时间一同仰望在主的手中。
Lord, we just commit this short period of time into your hand.
你来帮助我们，带领我们，叫这些话真是能够有根有基的住在我们里面。
Help us and lead us.So that all words will be established in us with root and foundation.
好，叫你的话在年日里面更多成为我们真实的经历。
So that your words throughout the years have become the real reality experience to us.
你向祷告都奉主耶稣基督名求。
We now pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我们感谢神，年日实在过得非常快，又是一年的开始。
We really thank our God that time really flies, and this is again the beginning of the new year.
我想每到新的年日的时候呢，对年纪比较小的人，他们总是觉得又多了一岁，又长大了一年。
Every time when we come to a new year, our brothers and sisters who are young at age probably think now they're 1 year older.
对稍微年纪大一点的，就像我这样年纪的人，又觉得又老了一岁。
But for us who are older, especially me, we would feel, oh, I'm 1 year older.
所以我想，新的年日对不同的人可能有不同的感觉，不同意义。
So the new days, new years may have different meanings to different people.
但是我们知道地上的年日都是神所赐给我们的。
But we know that all the days on earth have been granted to us by God.
这样我们在地上的年日能够更多来认识他，更多经历他。
In order that we could know him more, to experience him more.
也更多来宝贵他。
And even to cherish him more.
我记得去年08年一开头的时候，我们也是讲到新的年日。
Now, I remember in 2008, at the very beginning of that year, we also talk about these new days.
我们从以色列百姓的历史当中，我们看见他们这个民族怎么样开始他们一个新的年日。
And I remember that we talk about how the Israelites as a nation started their new days.
当他们出埃及的时候，神借着羔羊的血把他们从埃及里面释放拯救出来。
When they left Egypt through the blood of the lamb, God has set them free from the house of bondage in Egypt.
就着他们在地上的年日，那是一个新的开始，神说要以本月为新的一年。
For their earthly days on earth, God told them that make this year, this month as a new month of the new year.
因为他们离开埃及以后，他们有一个新的一个目的目标而去。
Because they left Egypt and they have a new purpose, new goal toward which they were marching.
就是他们要往神所应许的迦南美地而去。
That is, they were going straight to the pleasant land of Canaan that God had promised.
他们要进到迦南地，得那一块地成为他们产业。
They wanted to go into the land of Canaan and possess it.
他们要住在那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
To live in this land flowing with milk and honey.
他们要享受那一地所出产的丰富的一切产业丰富的出产。
They wanted to enjoy all the abundance produced in that land.
所以我们看见以色列百姓他们出埃及的时候，他们有一个目的地要去。
Therefore, we know Israelites, as they left Egypt, they had a specific destination to go.
他们有个目标要去得着。
They also had this goal in order to gain them.
所以他们虽然经过许多的地方，经过遇到许多的环境遭遇，但是他们总是朝着这个目标而去。
Even though they went through many different circumstances, but still they always moved steadfastly toward that goal.
或是朝着这个标杆而去。
We could say they moved toward this pole.
因为这是神拯救他们的目的。
And this is the very salvation of God.
就是要他们得着那个迦南地，成为他们的产业。
Simply, God wanted them to gain this land to become their possession.
这是以色列百姓他们在地上年日一开始的时候，让所看见的。
And this is what the Israelites as a nation showed us when they started their new beginning year.
神呼召他们有一个目标，一个目的，要他们达到。
God called them for a purpose that they should gain.
就是迦南。
That is the land of Canaan.
到新约，保罗也告诉我们。
In New Testament, Paul also tells us.
他说，基督徒在地上也有一个目标，也有个标杆。
Christians on earth also have a purpose and have a goal.
并且我们看见保罗他说他是向着标杆来直跑。
And here we see that Paul is pressing on toward that goal.
他要得神在基督耶稣里从上面来召他所要得的奖赏。
For the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以我们看见保罗他在地上有一个很明确的一个目标标杆要去追求。
So we see Paul on earth had a very specific goal toward which he had been pursuing.
我们知道今天在地上的人呢，每一个人多多少少都有他自己的一个目标。
We know that as we live on earth more or less, we do have our goal.
有他自己的一个标杆要去追求。
We have our lamppost that we want to pursue.
也许有的人他目标非常高，非常好像非常大。
Some people's goals are very great, very grand.
有的人他想说他将来他要成为一个科学家，成为一个有名的一个学者，是一个甚至成为一个总统。
Some people may want to become scientists, famous scholars, or even presidents.
也许有的人他目标没有那么高，他觉得说他一生只要过一个稳定的生活，他就够了，他就满足了。
Others' goals might be less ambitious, and they might think, "Oh, as long as I have a satisfying life."
虽然每个人目标不一样
，although each person's goal is different,
但是总是有一个目标，有一个标杆要去追求，要去得着。
Still, everyone has a goal toward which you he or she is pursuing.
所以为了这个目标呢，他在生活上就有很多努力，很多追求，他知道他生活怎么样来安排。
For the sake of this goal, many people would try to arrange their life. They have their pursuit in order to attain it.
好，叫他这个标杆目标能够达到。
So that is supposed that they could eventually get hold of it.
我们看见保罗，他是一个有标杆的人。
So we see Paul is a man of a goal.
在他得救之前，他也有一个目标，一个标杆。
Now before he is saved, he also had a goal.
我们知道保罗他是一个非常有学问、非常优秀的一个人。
We know Paul is very scholarly, a well-learned person.
他曾在加马列门下受严谨的律法的教育。
He was taught strictly under Gamaliel.
加马列是受以色列百姓非常敬重的一个教法师。
And Gamaliel was a well-respected scholar, a teacher.
可以说他是一个律法的大师。
We could say he is a great master of the law.
所以我们相信在他底下受教那些学生也都是非常优秀的人。
So we suppose all those who have been taught by him were very excellent also.
所以像保罗他就是这样一个人。
Just as Paul was.
并且他也告诉我们说他在他同辈的当中他是更有长进的。
And Paul even said himself that among all his contemporaries, he was well advanced.
他在那为他祖宗的遗传也是非常热心在那服侍神。
And he was serving his God zealously, according to the tradition of his father.
我想保罗可能他也是想将来有一天在犹太教当中也成为一个非常有名的教法师。
I suppose that one day Paul wanted to become a very famous scholar, a scribe among all the Judeans.
在犹太教中成为宗教领袖。
To become a religious leader.
我相信保罗他一定可以达到这个目标。
And I believe Paul could have attained to his goal.
他在以色列当中，在犹太教当中，能受人的一个尊重。
So in Judaism, he would be well respected by all.
所以我们看见保罗他在得救之前，他的确也有他人生的一个追求目标。
So we see it here, Paul before he was saved, he did have his personal goal.
等到他得救以后
，But after he had been saved,
当他在大马色路上遇见主的时候
，On the way to Damascus, when he met with our Lord,
主开了他里面的眼睛
，When the Lord opened his inner eyes.
他在那认识了主耶稣基督。
There he knew our Lord Jesus Christ.
他生命有一个大改变。
There was a big change in his life.
他现在也有另外一个目标。
Now he had another goal.
他现在有一个另外一个标杆要追求。
Now he had another post toward which he wanted to pursue.
从前他在犹太教这个宗教世界里面，他有一个标杆。
Now, in the Judaism, he did have a guidepost which he wanted to attend to.
但他现在他里面眼睛明亮了。
But now his eyes were opened.
他说他从前许多对他有益的东西，今天在他来看都是受损的，都是有亏损的。
So he said now, whatever things were gained to him now, he counted as a loss.
他已认识主耶稣基督。为了主耶稣基督的耶稣的缘故，他把那些都看作有损的。
For the sake of Jesus Christ, he counted all those gains as loss.
因为他现在向着另外一个标杆而去。
Because now he was running toward another guidepost.
那么保罗他心中的标杆目标是什么呢
？So what is this guidepost and this goal in Paul's heart?
我们可以很简单的说，就是基督。
Simply put, it is Christ.
他要得着基督。
Simply put, it is that he wants
to attain to Christ,
to know more about Christ,
他更多享受基督,
to enjoy more about Christ,
并且他要更多来彰显基督,
even to reveal more about Christ.
所以他说, 或生或死, 叫基督在他身上都显为大。
Therefore he said, by life or death, he wants Christ to be manifested in him.
所以我们看见保罗他从得救以后，他人生有一个极大不同的一个目标要追求。
So we see that Paul, after he was saved, there was a dramatic different pursuit in his life.
得救之前，他按照他自己的需要，他也设立一个标杆目标去追求。
Before he was redeemed, he also set up a goal, a guidepost for himself to pursue.
但是等到他信了主以后呢？他得着另外一个目标标杆。
After he was saved, he now had another goal.
这个标杆也是每一个蒙恩儿女 共同有的一个标杆。
And this goal should be the same goal for every brother and sister in the Lord.
因为神呼召我们，要我们在地上的奔走的时候，就是只有这个标杆，这个目标要去。
Because when God called us, He had only set this guidepost for us to pursue after.
所以这是基督徒共同的一个标杆。
Therefore, this should be the same, the common goal for every Christian.
也是一个唯一的一个标杆。
And should be the only one.
我们看以色列百姓他们出埃及的时候
，We see the Israelites as they left Egypt.
神把他们从法老权势底下释放出来。
After God had released them from the dominion of Pharaoh,
他们不在那里做奴隶，做一个没有自由的人。
They were no longer slaves. They are without any freedom.
他们完全得释放了。
Now they have been totally set free.
但是我们看见他们得释放以后，他们没有说每一个人照着他自己的追求目标去过生活。
And we see that after they were free, they did not pursue their individual goals.
我们看见神救赎了他们以后，他们没有说我们现在得自由了，我们现在可以随意，我们要住到哪里就可以住到哪里。
And after God redeemed them, we see them not saying that now we are free, we can go wherever we want to go.
我们现在离开了埃及了。
Now we left Egypt.
我们每个人都可以照着自己的方式走自己的道路。
Each one of us can go our own way to live our own days.
我们现在不要住在埃及了。
Now we don't want to live in Egypt.
我们要住在另外一个地方。
We want to live in another place.
也许他们要住在以东人的地。
Maybe they want to live in the Edomites.
也许他们有的人，他们认为说他们要住在亚玛人的地。
Maybe others say we want to live in the Amorites' land.
他们的确是自由了。
Yes, indeed, they are free.
但是我们看见，当他们离开埃及的时候。
But then we see that after they left Egypt,
他们只有一个共同的目标要去。
They had this same common goal.
因为这是神拯救他们的目的。
And which is also the very purpose of God's
salvation. 他们没有个人一个目标去追求。
They did not have personal goal to pursue after.
他们没有个人自己要去的一个地方。
Nor did they have the individual place.
他们只有共同的地方要去。
They had this one common place to go.
就是迦南美地。
Which is the Excellent land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，这就是基督徒慢慢得救以后共同的一个目标标杆。
Brothers and sisters, this should be the common, the only goal for all of us who have been saved.
所以保罗他说我只有一件事情。
So Paul says, I have only one thing.
好像保罗在他心中只有一件事情非常重要事情。
It seems that there was only one thing which was so significant in Paul's mind.
不是说保罗好像什么事都不做。
It's not saying that Paul didn't do anything.
而是他心中明白一件事情，这件事情是极其重要的。
However, it was crystal clear in Paul's mind, and which is extremely crucial.
就是他向着标杆直跑。
That is, he was running toward the goal.
因为他知道这个标杆是一个永远有价值的标杆。
Because this goal is forever valuable one.
他也要做许多的事情。
Paul had to do many things.
但他知道许多事情都是为了叫他能够达到这个标杆。
But all these things were enabling him to reach this goal.
都是为了他向着标这个标杆而效力。
To work together for him to pursue after this goal.
这个标杆他是他心中唯一的一个焦点。
And this guidepost, this goal, should be the only focus in his heart.
主跟保罗他蒙恩得救以后，他很明确的他知道他有个标杆。
So we see it here, Paul, after he was saved, very clearly in his mind, he had this goal.
当一个人有标杆的时候，他就有一个明确方向。
Brother and sister, if a person has a specific goal, then he has a clear direction.
他有一个正确的方向要走。
A right direction where he would go.
我们知道今天许多年轻人，他高中毕业的时候。
We know today as many young people when they graduate from high school.
我们常问他说你准备要读什么呢？
We often ask them, what would you like to study further on?
我们常听到就是我不知道。
And the common answer is, I don't know.
所以他上了大学以后呢
So after they enter the college.
我们看见很多人一年级以后读了一年，第二年又换了科系。
We see this would switch majors after the first year in college.
甚至到了第四年的时候，他还在想要换科系。
Even when they are seniors, they are still thinking of switching majors.
许多年轻人他不知道他确定的方向目标在哪里。
So many young men are not sure of their goals, their directions.
甚至他毕了业以后，他也转了一个另外一个方向。
And sometimes even they, after they graduate, they would switch their career.
我们常常告诉那些还没有信主的朋友说，我们在地上是人生是好像没有方向的一个人。
We often tell our friends, our gospel friends, that we live on earth as people without any aim.
因为没有方向就不知道要往哪里去。
Because you have no directions, you don't know where to go.
为什么没有方向呢？因为他没有确定的标杆。
Now why is it you do not have the direction? It's simply because you do not have a specific goal.
所以我们常常说这是一个迷失的一个一代。
Therefore, we often say this is a lost generation.
好像人有许多的标杆，许多目标要去追求。
It seems that men have so many guideposts, so many goals to pursue.
等到他得着的时候，他似乎好像落了空。
However, after they gain, then they feel some sense of loss again.
他要为他自己设立一个标杆去追求。
Then again, has to set up another goal to pursue.
所以一生就是在这个在这里，在这个变来变去。
So all our lives seem to be in the process of changing.
但是感谢主，当我们蒙恩得救以后。
So we thank our Lord after we're saved by His grace.
神给我们一个明确的一个标杆。
God has shown us a specific guidepost.
让我们看见人生有一个准确的方向。
So we would have this accurate direction.
让我们知道人生有一个重大意义。
We also know there is a significant meaning to life.
因着这个标杆就引导我们走一条正确道路。
And because of this goal, we are being led to walk in the right path.
因着这个标杆就引导我们走一个准确的方向。
And because of this goal, we have an accurate direction.
所以当一个人他有明确标杆的时候，他就知道他要往哪里走。
When a person has a clear goal, then he knows where to go.
他不至于迷失的方向。
He will not be lost.
他抓住了这个标杆。
He has grasped this
very goal. 他眼睛定睛在这个标杆。
His eyes is focused on it.
所以他就不会走岔路。
Therefore, he will not go astray.
就像我们今天，我们若是要到一个城市去。
Just like today, if we want to go to a certain city.
若是我们今天要到纽约去。
Suppose we want to go to New York.
我们上了高速公路以后。
After we get on the highway,
我们是对准那个纽约这个标志而去。
We are driving toward where New York City is.
当我们上了高速公路以后，我们会在这个高速公路上看见有一些标志出来。
While we are driving on highway, we might see different signs along the way.
我们可能开一阵子，我们看见在那里有个指标说Newark 的方向。
And after a while, we will see the sign saying to Newark.
但是我们知道我们目标是纽约。
However, because we know our goal is New York City,
我们不会开出去。
We will not go out of the.
我们在往前面在开一阵子的时候，我们看见好像在那个另外一个指标出来。
And then as we drive further more, we see another sign.
我们看见那这是往科尼去。
And it says to Kearney.
但是我们知道这不是我们要去的地方。
And again, we know this is not the place we want
to go. 我们仍然一直照着这个路一直往前走，一直往前开。
And still, we are driving ahead.
但是，若是我们没有个明确目标要去的话
，But if we do not have a clear goal,
当我们上了高速公路以后
，Once we are on highway,
我们看见这个 Newark 这个指标出来的时候
，When we see the sign of Newark,
我们想，哎，这个是什么地方啊？开出去看看。
We might think, what place is this? Let me go out for a while.
那里有什么东西我可以去看看？
Maybe there is something there I could take a look at.
然后我们就跟着那个指标出去。
And then we just follow the sign.
或是我们往前看，看见科尼的目标出来以后。
Or after we see the sign of Kearney.
我们好像说，哎，这个地方好像听人家骑过，这个地方好像不错。
We might say, well, I heard somebody mention this, this place, a quite nice one.
然后我又开出去。
Therefore, I drive off the exit.
为什么会这样子开来开去呢？
And why is it we would drive in such an endless
way? 因为他心中没有个确定的方向目标去。
It's because we do not have this clear destination.
他随走随开。
And we were just driving, while trying to go wherever we want to.
看到有一个标志，他觉得这个好像不错一个地方，想出去看看到底在那里有什么事物可以让我可以来认识经历一下。
The moment we see a sign, we might.Say, well, let me get off the exit so that I might experience and see some new things.
但是一个人若知道他明确目标乃是往纽约去。
But if you have a clear goal, that is going to New York.
在开的路程当中，虽然有许多指标出来。
On your way there, although you would see many signs.
他知道这些地方不是他要去的地方。
You know none of this is the destination.
他不会跟着那个路标而去。
And you will not follow those signs.
因为他知道他的目标是在前头。
Because you know your destination is ahead of you.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个时代有许多的路标好像在那边指引我们。
Brothers and sisters, in today's age, it seems there are so many signs directing us.
让我们失去那个真正的方向在哪里
and many times, cause us to lose the true goal.
所以我们说这个世界是一个非常混乱的世界人不知道要该往哪里去
That's why we say this world is a chaotic one. People do not know where they should go.
从前可能我们都是活在那光景里面
And before we used to live in such a condition.
但是当我们信了耶稣以后呢
But after we believe in Jesus.
今天基督教世界也许多的指标令我们迷惑
Today, even among the Christian world, there would be so many signs that would confuse us.
叫我们不知如何侍从。
So we simply don't know what to do.
因为许多谈论、许多道理好像也非常吸引人。
So many teachings and doctrines are so appealing.
让人好像需要想要去知道一些，好像认识一些。
It seems that they would quit our interest to know more.
我认识一对非常好的弟兄姊妹，他们在DC。
Now, I know of a very wonderful brother and sister who live in D.C.
但是他们很热衷那个灵恩派的聚会。
But they were so big on charismatic meetings.
他每年大概有一两次都要到纽泽西来。
So maybe once or twice a year, at least they would come to New Jersey.
去年零八年有一次到纽泽西来，他们那个聚会是在奎恩佛，就在我们这个town。
And the charismatic meeting was held right here in this town, Cranford.
因为他每一次来的时候就是住在我家几天。
And every time they come to New Jersey, they would stay with me for a few days.
特别他的姊妹。
Especially his wife.
每一次来的时候总是跟我讲说，这次有一个从加拿大来的先知。
Now every time he came, she would say, "Oh, there's a great prophet from California this time as a speaker." Canada.
这一次呢，有一个从印度来的先知。
Or she would say, "Oh, this time a great prophet from Hindu."
那拿很多录音带要给我们听。
And she would show me many of the tapes.
弟兄姊妹，若是跟这些比较注重灵恩的弟兄姊妹接触的话，你就知道。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you have certain contact with all these brothers and sisters who are into this Pentecostal thing,
你跟他讲话，他是听不进去的。
When you try to talk to them, they will not listen.
所以他每次来的时候，我都很少跟他提什么，就听他讲。
So every time as they came, I did not say much. I just listened to them.
他就讲这个先知讲什么，这个先知讲什么。
And they would say what this prophet said, what the other prophet said.
他说这次的金融风暴呢，他们先知早就预言过了。
And they would tell me that as to this economic upheaval, the prophet had already told us.
他说还有更大风暴还没有临到。
And they would say that there was even a bigger one coming up.
他告诉我说呢，到那个大灾难来的时候呢，他们要到德州买一块地。
And they said that before the tribulation comes, they would go to Texas to buy a piece of land.
当全地在饥荒的时候，他们要在那里种菜。
When the whole world is in famine, they would grow their own vegetables there.
所以他跟我讲这些话的时候，我都是听听就是的。
As they talked to me about all this, I was there simply listening.
我不愿意跟他反驳什么，也不愿意解释什么。
I would not refute or explain anything to them.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为心中没有明确的目标，没有明确的标杆。
Because they did not have this clear goal, the clear guidepost in their heart.
因为他不知道这个标杆就是主耶稣基督自己。
They did not know that this very goal is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
今天许多神的儿女就受许多的指标受影响。
And so many of God's children today were so much affected by these signs, these goals.
觉得许多的讲论非常吸引人，会好像非常满足人的需要。
All the talking was so appealing, satisfactory, leading man.
也不知道，当我们得救以后，神只有把基督摆在面前，成为我们唯一的一个标杆。
They do not know after we are saved by God's grace, God has only placed one goal before all of us.
我们常说，今天教会在地上要一个确定的意向和目标。
That is Christ Jesus. Today we often say churches as We live on earth, we have to have a clear goal.
是在一个新的年度开始的时候，我们教会的今年目标呢是宣教。
So today, at the very beginning of this new year, the very goal of our church is a mission.
到明年，我新的教会，教会的新的标杆就是传福音。
And on the following year, our goal would be sharing the gospel.
所以整年都是注重传福音。
Therefore, all the year would be focused on spreading the gospel.
然后新的一年来的时候，又另外立一个标杆目标要去追求达到。
Then we might set another goal as the new year comes around in order to obtain them.
所以每一年都在改变他们的意向，改变他们的标杆目标。
Churches change their goals, their destinations every year.
因为人不知道什么是真正的标杆，真正的意向是什么。
This is all because men do not know what is their true goal, what is their true guidepost.
基督徒只有个标杆，就是基督自己。
Christians, we only have one goal, that is Christ.
所以哥罗西书告诉我们说，基督是包括一切。
Therefore, in Colossians, we read Christ is.All and in all.
可能宣教是教会需要做的工作。
Yes, maybe missions is one of the tasks all the churches have to do.
可能传福音也是需要教会需要做的工作。
And spreading the gospel is also one of the.
可能还有许多的事情都是教会需要做的事情。
There are many other things that church is supposed to do.
但是基督是包括这一切在里面。
However, Christ includes them all.
每一个工作服事都是为我们叫我们达到这个基督是我们唯一的标杆。
Every task, every service is toward this very.Goal, that is Christ Jesus himself.
当我们心中很明确基督才是我们真正的标杆的时候
When we are very clear in our hearts that Christ is our only goal
我们就不会说弯着许多的讲论带走了一个岔路
We will not be led astray by all these outward doctrines
我们不会想说多去了解多去看看到底人家是怎么一回事
We will not say, oh, we got to get to know more about their sayings
所以保罗他说我奔跑不是没有定向的
Therefore Paul says I run in such a way not without any aim
保罗他是一个有标杆的人
Paul is a man of a goal
他知道他在人生道上追求奔跑的时候他所追求是什么
He knows that as he is running in his earthly journey what is it that he is pursuing after
他所要得到是什么
What is it that he wants to
obtain 就是
主耶稣基督自己 That is Christ Jesus himself.
所以他说我认识主耶稣基督自己为至宝。
Therefore, he says that he considers knowing Jesus Christ as the insurmountable value of all.
这是他一生所要追求的。
This is his lifelong pursuit.
认识主耶稣基督成为他的至宝。
To know Jesus Christ and consider him as dear.
我们知道今天是知识爆发的一个时代。
We know today is a time of knowledge explosion.
很多新的事物出来的时候，很多人就要想要去认识，要知道。
So many new things as they come up, many people want to know.
一些新的产品出来的时候，人就要去买，就要知道这个产品的。功用是什么?
As new products come to the market, many people want to know what their functions are.
为什么人有那么多的这样的想要去追求认识许多新事物的那个态度呢?
Why do people have this kind of attitude of trying to know all the things about the new things, new products?
就是要让他改变他改善他的生活品质。
Simply because people want to.Make better of the very quality of their life
让他生活过更好更丰富
so that we could have a better off life
所以有新的产品出来的时候我们看见有时候看报纸说一大早很多人就赶快去排队要买
therefore sometimes we see when new product is brought to the market on very early morning people rush to buy them
人想要认识那些到底什么东西
people want to know they're eager to know what they are
我想只有目的呢是要享受他的人生
Their goal is just to enjoy their life.
要改变他生活品质，让他生活品质更好一点。
To make better the quality of their life.
但是人却不知道真正能够改变我们生活品质的是什么。
But people do not know what is it that would really change the quality of our life.
真正让我们能够认识主耶稣基督，成为我们心中至宝，才能真正改变我们生活品质。
Knowing Jesus Christ is the only way to better the quality of your life. To change everything.
这是基督徒一生最重要事情，认识主耶稣基督。
This should be the most crucial thing among all Christians. That is to know Jesus Christ.
所以一样的告诉我们说，认识你独一真神，且认识神所差的主耶稣基督，这是永生，这是永远的生命。
That's why Apostle John says that knowing Jesus Christ, whom God sent, and knowing the true God is eternal life.
这是神要人认识唯一最重要的，就是主自己。
God wants man to know only one thing, which is the most crucial. That is to know Jesus Christ.
因为当一个人认识主，得到这个永生的时候，他生命就品质就改变了。
When a man knows the Lord Jesus Christ, his life, the very quality would change.
因为他以后的生活不是靠着他旧有的老旧的那个生命来过生活。
He no longer lives by his old life.
他是因着永远生命在他里面，这个生命改变他生活的光景内容。
But because this eternal life now dwells in him, this new life would change the content and nature of his old life.
所以旧约何西阿书何西阿先生也告诉我们说
，Therefore, in Hosea, in Old Testament, we read.
他说：“务要认识耶和华，竭力的追求认识他。
Know the Lord and pursue to know him.”
弟兄姊妹，这是我们一生要努力追求的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the pursuit all our lives.
这是我们一生所要学习的。
All our lifetime, we need to learn.
正像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌，我愿多认识基督。
Just as the hymn we just sang, that to know more about Jesus.
我想这首诗歌也是正好今天我所要想，想要唱的诗歌。
And this hymn is a very one that I would like to have it sung among the congregation.
更多认识基督。
That is to know more of Christ.
更多认识他的救赎。
To know more of his redemption,
更多享受他,
to enjoy more of him,
当更多认识他复活的大能,
when we know more about his risen life's power,
更多经历他无穷的生命,
to experience more of his endless life,
更多更多,
more and more,
更多认识耶稣, 更多认识基督,
more about Jesus, more about Jesus.
当我们更多认识他的时候, 我们才知道更多来宝贵他。
The more we know about him, the more we will cherish him.
更多得着他。
And the more we want to gain him.
彼得在他书信里面告诉我们。
Peter also says this in his epistles.
主是活石。
The Lord is a living stone.
他固然被人所弃。
Although he was rejected by man.
却被神所拣选所宝贵。
But he was chosen and precious before God.
为什么世人把这一块活石丢弃掉呢？
Why the world would reject this living stone?
因为看他不值钱。
Because they thought this was worthless.
为什么看他不值钱呢？
Why is it this was they thought it was worthless?
为什么弃绝他？因为不认识他。
Why did they reject Jesus? Because they did not know him.
但是天上父神知道认识他的儿子。
But our heavenly Father knows his son.
在神为宝贵。
And he is precious in God's sight.
有一首诗歌告诉我们。
And there is one hymn that tells us.
他说神在天上有一宝贝。
That God in heaven has this treasure.
他的丰富无人能述，言述。
His fullness nobody can describe.
永远心爱他所宝贵，就是子主基督。
Father always cherishes his beloved son, Jesus Christ.
神在地上有一宝贝。
On earth, God has a treasure.
价值为神知悉。
And whose value is only known to God.
这位基督为什么神把他当作宝贝？
Why is this Christ is regarded as precious?
因为只有父神完全认识主耶稣基督的价值。
Because only God the Father knows completely the worth of Jesus Christ.
只有父神认识他儿子的丰富。
Only Father God knows the fullness of the abundance of His Son.
所以就把他儿子当作宝贝。
Therefore, He treasures His Son as dearest
to Him. 所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们若是多认识基督一点。
So today, brothers and sisters, if we know more about Jesus, we would cherish him more.
我们若多经历他一点,
if we could experience more of him,
我们就多宝贝他一点,
and the more we would treasure him.
弟兄姊妹，很可惜，今天许多神的儿女对主没有多少生命的经历。
Brothers and sisters, it's quite a shame. Today many of God's children have very little experience in Christ.
所以就不会宝贝他。
Therefore we do not cherish him.
许多的话不过对我们来说不过是一个客观的道理，真理就是了。
Many of God's words are simply objective truth.
但是我们不会真正是宝贝他，享受他。
Not really cherish him and enjoy him.
但是保罗他是一个认识基督的人。
But Paul is the one who knows Christ.
他知道基督是神一切丰富有形，有且居住在他里面。
He knows that in Christ dwells all the deity dwells in bodily form.
所以他一生只有一件事情。
So therefore, all throughout Paul's life, there's one thing. That is, he would forget those things that are behind and press on toward this goal.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们心中很确定我们的目标标杆是什么，
Brothers and sisters, if we are sure of the goal in our hearts,
我们知道基督是我们唯一的标杆，
if we know that Christ is the only goal for us,
我们里面有这样明确认识的时候，
if we have this clear understanding of it,
我们就知道我们为什么来聚会，
then we know why we are here.
我们来聚会呢是要认识基督，
we come to the meetings in order to know Christ.
我们为什么需要服侍？
Why do we need to serve?
就是为了认识基督，
simply becauseWe want to know more
Christ,
to experience Him more.
为什么神让我们遭遇许多事情？
Why is it God allows so many things to happen?
那是为了更多认识他。
Simply because for us to know Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们里面这个明确的目标确定了，
Brother and sister, if this clear goal within us is set,
我们就知道为什么需要我们为什么要做基督徒。
Then we know why do we want to become Christians.
若是我们目标不明确，
But if our goal is blurry.
若是我们不知道他是我们标杆，
If we do not know that he is our guidepost,
我们就不知道为什么我们要聚会，
Then we do not know why is we are assembled here.
我们就不知道为什么要服侍，
Nor do we know why we have to serve.
所以当我们遇到一些难处的时候，我们就软弱，我们就退去呀。
Therefore, when we encounter some difficulties, we become weak and we draw back.
因为我们不知道我们确定标杆是什么，
Because we don't know what our clear guidepost is.
可能我们来聚会，我们来服侍，我们有其他的目的在。
Maybe we come to meetings, we come to serve with other goals.
可能有人来聚会只是为了认识一些周遭朋友，就是。
Maybe if you come to the meeting simply to socialize with others to know their other people.
所以有人服侍可能为了表现他一点的才干，就是。
And other people try to serve in order to show off their talent.
所以当人不欣赏他的时候，对他有点意见的时候，他就受不了。
When people do not appreciate him or have some opinions about him, he couldn't stand it.
因为他的标杆不是基督。
It's because his goal is not Christ.
他有其他的标杆。在他里面
Instead, he has other goals within him.
等到他发觉这个标杆好像达不到的时候，他目的达不到的时候，他就退去了。
When he realizes that he could not reach his goal, then he simply draws back.
所以一个心中有确定标杆的人，
A person who has this crystal clear goal in his heart.
他是经得起环境考验的。
Is able to go through the test of the
circumstances. 因为他这一知道这一切所发生的事情都是为了让他达到这个标杆。
Because he knows everything that happens enables him to reach that goal.
让他更多认识基督。
So that he could know more of Christ.
让他所遭遇每件事，让他更多经历到主耶稣基督的死。
So that everything that he encounters enables him to know more about Jesus.
更多经历他的复活。
To experience more of Christ's resurrection.
更多知道这个无穷的生命大能在他里面。
To know that this power of endless life residing in him.
他就不会走岔路。
Therefore, he will not go astray.
因为他很明确知道这是神要他所走的唯一的道路。
Because clearly he knows this is the way that God wants him to walk in.
这是唯一的方向他要走的。
And this is the only direction for him.
因为只有走到这个道路方向，他才能够达到这个标杆。
Only marching in this direction, in this way, he could reach that goal.
所以弟兄姊妹，神常借许多环境、许多周遭所发生的事情来考验我们，来试验我们。
Brothers and sisters, God often uses many circumstances that we encounter to test us, to try us.
到底我们标杆是什么？
To reveal exactly what our goal is.
我们目标是什么？
What is our destiny?
若是我们很明确知道我的标杆就是基督自己。
But if we are clear on the goal, which is Christ Jesus himself.
我一生所要追求的、得着、认识的就是主耶稣基督。
And we are clear on the pursuit of our life is to gain Jesus Christ.
虽然在环境会遇到许多难处。
Then even we might encounter many difficulties.
我们看见保罗他一生所经历的是何等许多苦难。
Just as we see how Paul had gone through all the hardships all his life.
为什么他们能够一直直往而去呢？
And why is it that he could forge ahead?
因为他知道他有一个标杆。
Because he had a goal.
他知道他 人生所走方向是什么。
He knew what the, his life direction was.
虽然许多的难处临到他身上，许多重担压到他身上。
Even with all the burdens, all the hardships upon him.
他知道这不过是自战自清的苦楚。
He knew these were simply light and momentary.
因为要为他成就极重无比的荣耀。
In order to produce this eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
所以他就轻看那些难处。
Therefore, he simply belittle all those difficulties.
因为他知道万事互相效力乃是要叫爱神得益处。
He despised them because he knew all things work together for good.
要他在这许多环境当中，他认识基督，晓得他复活大能。
Among all these circumstances, he came to know Christ and came to know the power of his resurrection. He came to know the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death.
保罗知道原来经过这些苦难，让他能够经历到原来主耶稣的生命在他里面是何等的生命。
Paul knew that through all these afflictions, he experienced what kind of life of Christ is.
是死亡不能辖制的。
Which cannot be bound by death.
是环境不能辖制他的。
Which could not be bound by circumstances.
不是许多难处能让男主他走这一条道路的。
None of the circumstances would hinder him from walking in God's way.
因为他里面很明确的知道。
Because he was crystal clear on this.
这是他唯一的标杆。
That this is the only goal for him.
因为这是神在基督里面呼召他所要得着的。
This is something that God had called him in Jesus Christ to obtain.
所以这个标杆最终所达到，就是要让他得到那个上头来的一个奖赏。
So the final purpose of this goal is for him to obtain the prize of the upward call of God in Christ.
所以保罗知道他向这个标杆而去，最终就是得到奖赏。
So Paul knew that as he was marching toward this goal, ultimately he would receive this prize.
这是神呼召人的目的。
And this is God's purpose for his calling.
用什么？今天神拯救我们，赦免，借着他主耶稣基督的血，叫我们罪得赦免。
Brothers and sisters, today God has saved us through His beloved Son. He has forgiven all our sins.
我们被神所称义的人，神不再定我们的罪。
And we are justified before Him, no longer condemned.
我们已经脱离那永远审判、永远死亡。
We have been set free from this eternal judgment and death.
但是更积极的，神呼召我们，乃是要叫我们得从上头来得的奖赏。
But more positively, God called us in order for us to receive this prize of the upward call of God in Christ.
我们知道，今天在地上，你要得一个奖赏，也需要努力的。
Today, even on earth, if you want to attain to certain prize, you have to work hard.
往地上事情是这样子。
If the earthly things are like this,
属灵的事情更是这样子。
Then much more the spiritual things are.
所以主耶稣说，天国是努力人进去的。
Therefore, Jesus said, it is by force that people enter the kingdom of God.
所以圣经好多地方都是讲到得奖赏的事情。
There are in many places in the Bible that speak of the matter of prize.
保罗在哥林多前书第九章告诉我们。
Paul in 1 Corinthians 9.
岂不是在场上赛跑的是要得奖赏吗？
Do you not know that you run in a race to attain this prize?
弟兄姊妹，当我们得救以后，神就把我们摆在一个竞赛场上面。
Now, brothers and sisters, after we are saved by His grace, God has placed in us in this athletic field.
当保罗得救以后，神就把他摆在个竞赛场上面。
After Paul was saved by God's grace, God had placed him in this athletics.
摆在这条道路上，在那里奔跑。
God had placed him in this race to run.
所以我们看见保罗他在那里努力的奔跑。
We see that Paul strived hard to run in this race.
他因为主耶稣基督丢弃万事。
He was willing to forsake all things for the Lord Jesus Christ.
他脱去那些许多缠累他的。重担
and to be void of all the snares.
他向着标杆直跑
He was running toward this very goal.
因为他知道到终点的时候，那是一个奖赏等着他
Because once he reached the destination, he knew that there was a prize for him.
虽然在这一条道路上奔跑的时候，常常外面有许多指标出现在他眼前
Although as he was running in this race, he would see all kinds of signs appearing along the way.
但是不会吸引他走出岔路
None of those would cause him to go astray.
他是走在一条直路上直跑
He was running in a straight path.
他不是跑一条弯曲的道路
He was running in a crooked way.
他是走一条正路直路
He was running in this straight direct way.
到 提摩太后书他告诉我们
In 2 Timothy, here we read,
他说这一条路我已经跑尽了
I've run this race.
所以在那里有公义的冠冕为他存留
There a crown of righteousness waits for me.
这个奖赏要赐给他
And this prize is for him.
不仅这个奖赏要赐给他也要赐给那些凡爱慕主显现的人
And this award is not only for Paul, but also for all those who admire the
appearance of Jesus Christ.
Because when God has called all of his children, in the same way, God has placed all of us in this race to run. Think of Moses.
摩西为什么他要离开埃及
Why did Moses have to leave Egypt?
他为什么愿意和百姓一同在那受苦
Why is he was willing to suffer together with his people?
为什么他宁愿受许多羞辱呢
Why did he suffer so many of the reproaches?
为什么他看基督所受羞辱比埃及的财物更宝贵呢
Why did he consider the reproach of Christ more precious than the treasures in Egypt?
因为他想望得到奖赏
Because he looked to the prize.
为什么摩西愿意放弃王宫那富裕的生活
Why is Moses was willing to let go of all the affluent life in the palace?
选择一个比较艰难的道路和以色列百姓一同在那里过生活
Instead, he chose a more difficult way to live a life with all the Israelites.
为什么他愿意受许多以色列百姓对他的一些责难羞辱呢？
Why he was willing to bear the brunt of all the accusations and complaining from Israel.
反而把这些看为宝贝。
Even he treasured them all.
因为他知道。
Because he knew.
他经过这许多苦难，神要把他带到荣耀里面。
After all these afflictions and tribulations, God would lead him into glory.
因为他知道，他想望得到那个将来的奖赏。
Because he knew he longed for the reward that would come.
所以他就能够离开埃及。
Therefore, he was able to leave Egypt.
所以他就愿意和百姓一同在旷野受苦。
And this is why he was willing to suffer together with all the people.
到启示录我们更看见。
And in Revelations, we see it clearly.
神在那呼召得胜者。
That God was called there. God is calling overcomers.
就是要叫他们得奖赏。
So that they could receive their reward.
就是要他们得到神呼召他们说。得了一个奖赏
so that they could receive the prize when God called them.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天神呼召我们是为了什么呢
So, brothers and sisters, why is it today God has called us?
当年以色列百姓，神为什么拯救他们呢
In those days, why did God save all the Israelites?
就只有目的，目标就是要他们进到迦南地区
With one purpose, that is for them to reach the land of Canaan.
今天神为什么拯救我们
So today, why God has saved us?
只有目的,
with one goal again.
乃是把基督摆在我们面前,
that is, he wants to place Christ before us.
乃是叫我们更多认识基督,
so that we can know more of Christ.
让我们更多得着基督,
so that we could gain more of Christ.
让我们更多的享受基督,
so that we could enjoy more of Christ.
让基督从我们身上也能显明出来
so that Jesus could, Christ could be revealed in us also
用什么这是保罗一生唯一的目标
Brothers and sisters, this is the only goal throughout Paul's life
这是神拯救我们唯一的目的
And likewise, this is the only purpose that God has redeemed us
我们感谢神神又把一个新的年日摆在我们面前
We thank God that again he has placed this new year before us
当我们面对新的年日的时候
As we face this new day,
我们求神真是把这个明确的目标标杆摆在我们心中，摆在我们面前。
We really ask God to place this clear guidepost, this clear goal before each one of us.
好，叫我们知道，能忘记背后，努力面前。
So that we will forget the things that are behind and reach forward to those before us.
向着标杆直跑。
Press on toward the goal.
要得神在基督耶稣里从上面来招我，所要得奖。
For the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
神盼望他所蒙救赎所呼召儿女。
God desires that all of the His children redeemed.
有一天地上的道路走尽的时候。
One day when they finish the earthly journey.
有一天到了终点的时候
One day when they reach the destination
我们都可以得到从上面的招我们所要得的奖赏
They could all receive the prize of upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
让神的心意，神的呼召，拯救我们的目的就达到了。
So that God's heart, the purpose of His calling, of His salvation would be fulfilled.
不仅我们在地上的年日，我们生活能够更多经历享受基督。
Not only would we enjoy and experience more of Christ as we live
in our life,
but God's heart would be satisfied.
我想到那天。神不仅我们欢喜神是 更是欢喜
And on that day not only would we be joyful but even more God would rejoice
用什么都是我们没有明确的目标
But brothers and sisters if we do not have this clear goal
我们就没有真正的方向
Then we would have no true direction
我们就很容易走岔路
And we would be so easily led astray
就像当年以色列百姓一样
Just as Israelites in those days
当着因着他们不信的缘故
Because of their unbelief
神的审判临到他们身上
God's judgment came upon them
他们不能够进到迦南地
So they could not enter the land of Canaan
所以他们只好在旷野继续漂流
They could only wander in the wilderness
当他们在那边漂流的时候
As they were wandering
他们已经是失去了标杆的一般人
They were those who had totally lost their goal
他们只有一站一站的走
They would simply pass from stop to stop
绕来绕去总是绕不出那个旷野
They went about in the wilderness, could never get out of it. They didn't know where they were going. Because they had already lost their goal. In the end, they fell down in the wilderness. Brothers and sisters, if only in this new year, in these new days, God would allow us to see this clear goal.
Let us see.基督是我们唯一的标杆
So that we would see that Jesus Christ is our only goal
我们认定他持守他
That we would hold fast to him Acknowledge him
我们在所遭遇的环境里面我们不管是怎么样顺利不顺利
Regardless of the smooth or difficult the circumstances we might encounter
都不会改变我们的脚步
We will not change our footsteps.
都不会改变我们的方向。
We will not change our direction.
我们也不会走岔路。
Nor will we go astray.
我们若是一直在这条道路上直跑的话。
If we continue to run ahead in this way.
最终我们就可能达到这个标杆。
In the end, we will reach the goal.
感谢神，保罗他告诉我们说他不是自以为得着了。
We thank God that Paul said he does not think he has.Already apprehended.
这个得早就说我还没有达到。
He's saying that I haven't reached it yet.
因为这是我们一生所要追求、所要学习的。
Because this is something that we would learn, we would pursue after throughout our lives.
只要神还给我们时间、给我们年纪。
As long as God has granted us these days and years,
我们知道我们只有竭力追求。
We know one thing: we press on.
我们或者可以得到基督所要得着我们的。
To lay hold of that for which God has, Christ has laid hold of us. As we press on, we will reach the goal. So we will be like Paul at the end of our journey.
我们也能够说有公义的冠冕为我们存留
We would say that there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness
那我们就知道这一生没有突然在那奔跑
Then we would know we have not been running in vain through our life
我想旧的一年过了
Now the whole year has passed
不管过去一年是怎样光景
No matter what the conditions you might be in
摆在前面是一个新的年日
What's laid ahead before you is a new year
老说忘记背后努力面前
Paul says forgetting the things that are behind
不管是失败是得胜我们都把它忘记了
Whether it's a failure or victory forget them all
神给我们新的一年表明说让我们可以有一个新的起头
Since God has given us this new year He's telling us there is a new beginning
不管从前是软弱是刚强这是一个新的开始
Whether you were strong or you're weak before now this is a new year
我们都有机会重新的走这一条奔跑这条道路
We all have this opportunity to run ahead in this race
哇这就是神的恩典
And this is God's grace
所以为什么 有年日的变更呢
And that's why there is this change of the years and days.
这是神借着新的年日，让我们看见永远是一个新的起头。
Because through the changing of the years and days, God shows us always there is this new beginning.
永远是一个机会。
There is always this opportunity there.
只要我们愿意,
as long as we are willing,
神一再给我们新的机会,
God will continue to give us opportunities,
让我们向着标杆直跑,
so that we could press on toward the goal.
我们求神恩待我们,
we ask the, God to be gracious.
我们感谢神, 今天有七位弟兄姊妹, 他们要受尽归在主的名下。
We also thank him that today we have seven brothers and sisters,
这是他们新,
who will be
新年日的一个开始,
called into the name of God. This is a new year for them, new days.
我想他们也是一样，神把这个新的年日摆在他们面前的时候，也是同样和我们一个同样的标杆。
As God has placed these new years before them, just like us, we all have this new goal.
这是他们人生一个新的开始。
This is a new beginning of a new life.
所以盼望刚刚受浸的，或是我们信主年日多比较久一点，我们同样都把这个标杆摆在我们面前。
So whether you have been recently baptized or you have been in the Lord for a while, let's all place this goal before us.
这就是新的一年。
And this is a new year.
巴不得新的一年在我们生命里面真是有一个好的一个起头。
If only this new year would usher in a new grand beginning.
我们在神面前有这样的心愿，我们能够向着标杆直跑。
Let's all have this desire in our hearts that we will press on toward the goal.
好，叫我们能够得着从上头在基督耶稣里面所要招我们所要得的奖赏。
For the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
恩待我们，请弟兄长做结束祷告。
May God be gracious to us all, brother. Would you please close the meeting with a prayer?
我们请低头再有一点祷告。
Please bow your head. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们是在满心欢喜感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we are joyful. We are glad. We thank you for all your grace.
你不仅是我们的拯救。
Not only you are our salvation.
你也是我们的标杆。
But also you are our goal.
你是我们一切的目的。
You are the very purpose of us all.
你也是我们一切的一切。
And you are the all in all.
让我们在新的年日的起手。
At the very beginning of the new year.
也是我们再一次一个属灵的一个起手。
This is also a new beginning of our spiritual life.
让我们能够望着标杆直跑。
Help us to run, press on toward the goal.
愿你今天所向我们释放的话语，
May the words being released today to us all，
在我们灵的深处常常给我们有回头的亮光，
would grant to us the hind light at the very depths of our spirit，
激励我们往前去，
spurring us to move forward。
主啊，我们是在感谢你，
Lord， we really thank you。
你来的日子是在近了，
The day of your returning is so at hand.
实在求你也教导我们。
May you also teach us.
怎样数算我们的年日。
That we would know how to number our days.
好叫我们得到一个智慧的心。
So that we have this heart of wisdom.
让我们知道如何来拣选你的自己。
So that we would know how to choose you as our only goal.
我们是在感谢你的恩典。
We really thank you for your grace.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Now pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.